It's huge. It's complicated. More than half the 50 states are letting the feds do the work. And what's really challenging is that polls suggest many of the folks this healthcare upheaval is designed to serve don't know that help is on the way. Peter Bielenson, former health officer for Baltimore and Howard County, who has been working for 25 years to achieve universal health insurance coverage, says the law known as Obamacare is flawed, but a major step forward.
It is nowhere near perfect. It is a mishmash of Rube Goldberg-esque machinations, but there will be many, many more covered under this bill and getting appropriate care than would have been without it.
Thanks to enthusiastic support from its Democratic political leaders, Maryland is among the lead states in preparing to implement President Obama's 2010 health insurance reforms. Officials say Maryland will be ready on October 1st to start sign-ups for subsidized health insurance for low-income folks and those who pose a high risk because of previous health problems. Coverage will begin in January. An ambitious advertising and community outreach campaign is being launched with the hope of ultimately reaching at least half of the 750,000 Marylanders who have no health insurance. They will be coached on how to apply for coverage offered by competing insurance companies through a state-run exchange. Claire Andrews of Families USA, a national advocacy group backing such reforms, stressed the good news.
Anyone who's struggling for the many reasons that someone might not have coverage now, they can go to the individual exchange starting on October 1st, and they may be eligible for subsidies to make their coverage more affordable.
But skeptics of Obamacare, which potentially affects one-sixth of the economy, argue that being among the first off the cliff is no cause for celebration. State Senator Joe Getty, a Carroll County Republican, said his fear is that the Obama administration has vastly underestimated the cost of providing new insurance benefits.
And the fear for Maryland is that we jump too quickly and too aggressively into it, and if it does implode, Marylanders, taxpayers, health insurers, doctors are going to be left holding the bag.
Much harsher words are coming almost daily out of Washington, where Republicans who gained control of the House too late to stop enactment of the Affordable Care Act have repeatedly voted to repeal it. Meanwhile, Republican governors from around the nation are refusing to join in the expansion of Medicaid that would finance much of the new health coverage for the poor. They see it as a drain on an already out-of-balance budget. Carolyn Quattrocchi, executive director of Governor Martin O'Malley's Office of Healthcare Reform, said that response seems self-defeating.
It's perplexing as to why states aren't doing it. Not only is it such an opportunity to cover so many more of the people in their states, but it's a great deal for states because it's 100% federally funded for the first 3 years.
She noted that the key calculation of Obamacare is that by forcing everyone to buy insurance, premiums paid by and for the young and healthy will help finance care for the old and sick.
We are all paying, a hidden tax to subsidize the care for those who don't have insurance. You know, hospital emergency rooms don't turn people away. So it inures to the benefit of all of us to get more people into coverage. And I think over time, you know, even the states that are lagging behind will begin to realize that.
But that may take a very long time. I'm Karen Hostler, reporting in Baltimore for 88.1 WYPR.